The Chaos Ring.
Welcome, everybody. Welcome. As you know, this is one half of the Amir Brown Show. As you know, I go by name Chaos Reign, the one and only. And today we have a very special broadcast for those that will be listening and those that will be sharing. Make sure y'all guys like the video, share the video, and always leave a comment on your thoughts and feelings of today's subject. Today we have a special guest. As you know, he is no stranger from YouTube, social media, and IG, the one and only Mr. Letgo.
What's going on?
What's good?
I'm good.
Welcome to first time here on the Amir Brown Show. The Amiri Brown channel here on the YouTube side of things. And it's a pleasure meeting you on Mr. Letgo. As you know, I've been watching you from other streams from the Clubhouse to Obsidian. From last year, I believe, or a year and a half ago. And you have a plethora of work and have been dealing with the community and healing for some time now. If you want to give people the first time here on this broadcast, a little bit of yourself for familiarity.
Okay. I teach people how to let go of their childhood trauma. I'm not a therapist. I'm not a psychologist. I'm a coach. And one of the biggest issues that men and women deal with is their the way they see themselves, their identity. And what ends up happening is they go out into the world with this there's a certain side of us that is still there from our childhood. So it's almost like we are grown children and we go out in the world looking to fulfill the needs of our inner child. And we have this identity of our inner child walking around dating and, you know, trying to make things work with other people. But problem is, if you're a traumatized person, if you are just, you know, unhealed, you're going to attract another grown child. And that's one of the reasons why so many men and women have so many relationship issues, because we're not operating as our adult side. We're operating as our inner children, you know? So there's a whole bunch of grown little boys and a whole bunch of grown little girls just running around dating each other because we don't really know our true identity because we're so rooted in our trauma.
Do you think that the trauma started way back then when, I guess, as us as people, when we step foot in the soil, the trauma starts, and then after enslavement, and let everybody know, this is still Black History Month, let y'all know, that we still have not healed through the traumas that we've gone through and we carry through generation after generation, not only physically, but genetically and in culture. That's the cause why we still have these effects now in our communities today.
No. Okay. That has nothing to do with it. Usually generational trauma is like three generations. So possibly, but for most of the younger people, no. It's simply idealistic thing. It's a belief system thing. A lot of black families are full of women. So the women in some type of way, especially black women, they look at the world totally different than actually what it is, because in their family it's full of women and women ran everything, told all the men what to do. But then they get out in the world and it's men telling women what to do. So they're kind of like stuck between women telling men what to do and men telling women what to do. So what do? Like I said before, they go out into the world looking to just relive their childhood as an adult. So they look for men that will do what she wants them to do, just like how she grew up. So it's an idealistic situation and not really a slavery situation. And there's a lot of parts to this. Back in the 80s, when, the crack epidemic came out, and then they started taking the factories away. So now the men were having not only issues looking for a job or keeping a job, because the factories, like places like Detroit and things like that, just started just being, going away. Now everybody's smoking crack. So now you got to deal with people on drugs and not able to get jobs. And then white America decides, well, it wasn't necessarily for black women, but black women were the one that took advantage of it, which was the welfare system. So those three situations right there was the biggest hit in our black culture. It wasn't necessarily, so you could say slavery was like slavery, but when you go past slavery, because I don't like to talk about slavery because it turns into an excuse, but I would say the biggest hit to our culture, post-slavery, was the crack epidemic, factories, jobs just, being pulled away, and the whole welfare system. Because black men were not pushed out of their homes. That's just stupid. No, women chose to have Section 8 and public housing instead of men. But in order to get the benefits, you have to have a baby. So that actually caused what I call the single mother epidemic. But no, I don't think it comes from slavery in particular. It's a lot more stuff that happened after slavery. Redlining is a lot of different things.
Okay. It's interesting about the man's being pushed out. No one's pushed out. Okay. It baffles me that why would
everything was a choice. Folks smoking crack. They chose to smoke it, right? They didn't hold people down and say, smoke this. No, they chose to smoke crack. Women chose to chose the government over black men. So black men made a choice. Black women made a choice.
Okay. Yeah, and choices do have consequences. And it makes me wonder, do our people, men and women, especially women, do they really conceptualize the real consequences of every action, or they just wait till the consequence happen and eventually say, I need to fix it, or I'm just gonna let it be?
No, because remember, most black people are operating as their inner child, and children don't think about consequences. They just do shit. So the answer is no. They just run around doing shit like grown-ass children. Imagine a child being able to drive a car. Imagine a child being able to, with $2,000 in their bank account. Child is just gonna run out and go buy a whole bunch of stupid shit, a whole bunch of candy. You know what I'm saying? So that's what men and women do. Give a man $2,000, he's gonna run around buy a whole bunch of stupid shit. Gonna buy a damn chain and some. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I'm saying. It's just stupidity.
Okay.
But all these are choices.
It is choice, and my thing, the choices that people are clear and they know what they're doing at the end of the day. I think one of the biggest issues is that it's not talked about enough in this community is what we're really going to do with the children, because the children are the after effects of everybody's choices.
Right. And that's why I'm here for the children. Right.
Mm-hmm. And we all know, especially the I'm not sure who needs more. I know who needs more work besides the girls. The boys need them more, because when we look at the status of young Black boys that become men, it's not really good, especially in regards to reading, maybe math in certain areas. And I think this system, this government kind of ignores it in a way, because they, in my opinion, this is me, that they find it beneficial that we don't keep up and be on top of things, because the world's always ever changing. One time people used to do factory jobs, like you said, and now mm-hmm. we're moving into technology. And now, from what I'm understanding, Ms. Let Go, because I talk to young youths and I ask them what they learn in school now, because I'm away from school now for over a generation now, high school especially. And I notice the people that are making the big, big money, a lot of them were prepared before they even enter college, if they choose to. But when we're talking about our youths, they are now learning this stuff with coding, basic, you know, this stuff. They're getting this now. But the world's already overchanged already, that people already gotten it. So we behind every time. And it makes me want to say, if the parents really are serious that if we're going to bring children here, we have to really look far into the future of what they really need. You get me? And that takes conscious work. And there has to be sacrifice. And I think, in my opinion, you could probably, you know, respond to this, that do we even make the necessary sacrifice, you know, especially with the girls and the boys? Rather, two parents or one parent?
No, what sacrifice? Black people don't know about no sacrifice. What is a sacrifice? We depend on government. The government mm-hmm. is everything. This government is our daddy. Like, there's no sacrifice. Ain't nobody sacrificing for nothing. They can lie and say they sacrifice, but they ain't sacrificed for nothing. Mm-hmm. They vote for a president that's going to feed them and feed their little kids. And mm-hmm. that's mm-hmm. it. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Okay. Good. Oh, here's the man in the hour, Mr. Mary Brown. What's good, Mary? Yeah. And my thing, the biggest issue I have is when we're talking about the ladies with children, and I know this has been going on for a lot of dudes, and they always say and telling women now lately, because we have the internet, we have YouTube and stuff, that if you have this child, most likely your chance of getting someone that's productive, what you want, is a little bit slimmer. You can't get it, not so you can't get it, but it's harder.
Because but most they don't want nothing. Hmm? They don't want nothing. It yeah. goes back to the whole sacrifice stuff.
Yeah.
They don't want nothing.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So it's just yeah. like, why not? It's just like with the whole crack era. I can't find no job. You know, what Smokey say? You ain't got no job. You just got fired from your job. You ain't got nothing to do. Might as well smoke weed. And that's what it is. Like, yeah. we might as well sit around and make babies and have sex and smoke weed and smoke this. We ain't got mm-hmm. nothing to do. Because, like, you know, and I'm not saying the 4%. I'm saying the 96%.
Okay.
They don't want nothing. Of the women and the men, Black women and Black men, they don't want nothing. They don't want nothing.
I just think they want
to work, come home. That's it.
That's it. And you know, it's cool, but there has to be more than this. You know, they're just doing the same thing over again. I'm not saying people can't provide for themselves, but if you just hear, you think your purpose on earth is to eat, go to work, come home. I mean,
your purpose. I think that's a good thing to think about. There's no purpose in the 96% of Black men and Black women.
Okay.
Yeah. There's no purpose. So there's no sacrifice because there's no purpose. Does that make sense?
It makes a lot of sense. Oh, for those that's watching now, please hit the like button, guys, and share this. Another thing, and I did say purpose. All right, and I didn't want to get too deep with that, but I think one thing that has not really been discussed is that, okay, depending what age you are and you have this child, you know, and I think now today is, it went down for the last 20 years from what I remember, because when I was in high school, there was only probably a few women got pregnant out of high school where I was at, but that was like decades ago, right? And so mm-hmm. now, as we go now, depending on where you're at, it's probably slimmer now that this is the average rate now of a woman for the first time carrying a child is like 28 now, It was 27.6 back in the last decade. Now is so the birth rate of people having children now, women, it is said has gone down a little bit. There are certain places and certain ghettos that is still lip rampant, but it's not like as the norm when you came up and when I came up. You get it? So people say that we're moving to the right start, but there's more. If you're a lady that's going to school, getting an education, and I said education loosely, that what outcomes are you looking for? Are you here just, you know, after you're going to work and then what, you're going to find a mate, or you're going to say you're going to be ready to get married? And this is something new to hear, Mr. Letgo, that women had, they're thinking in mind they control marriage. They say they get married when they're ready to. So they'll wait a whole decade, mostly in their late 20s, early 30s, and say a man that they're ready to decide to get married. Like they're getting on one knee now and getting married. And I've seen videos of women getting on one knee and getting married now. I see this a lot.
They're not doing that. That's folks are doing that on purpose to get likes and stuff. Ain't nobody doing that.
Okay. Well, I agree with that. Yeah. I mean, I see some of
You do it, then next thing you know, it goes viral and you get a lot of likes. Ain't nobody doing that for real.
I mean, it's kind of embarrassing when you think about it. When you see a woman as grown as getting out and it looks kind of goofy because say why you saying. Are getting out. But I see why they do it because it's attention. But they know it's a bad look. Because a lot of people will take that as either satire or some real thing because social media, let's be honest, is reality to a lot of people today. People can't conceptualize fake to real with social media and any parts of the
internet. Well, it's not our business. It's somebody else's video. So it's not our business whether it's real or fake, right? It's not our business. I think that's one of the problems. Like, why do we care whether it's real or fake? That's what I'm saying. Like, you know, ain't nobody doing that. It's just goofy, cute stuff people are doing to get likes or whatever, you know. But overall, women choosing to go to college, that's a good thing, of course.
Yeah. Yes, of course.
But the problem is, there is this feeling that they don't need a man, so it's like they have this want to like, oh, I'm gonna choose college instead of a man, instead of choosing college and a man, you know, because you can easily find the love of your life while you're in college, and y'all can have all these great experiences while y'all both are in college. But when your focus is only on college and not a man, well, you ain't gonna find no man unless you just, you know, really focused, you know, beautiful or whatever. But, you know, a lot of college girls, they dress down, they walk around with hoodies, had their heads down, they and they work. So they're not necessarily open to finding somebody because of their mannerism, which is understood. They're focused on getting to the next class or focus on, you know, doing the work. You know, college is a lot, you know. So it's understandable, but if there was somewhat of a balance between finding a husband and going to school, that would behoove them a lot more versus just going to school and don't need no man, because the second they get out of school, they don't even know how to date because they haven't dated. They don't even know how to operate out here because they haven't, you know, you are what you repeatedly do. So you gotta always date, always learn, always be around the opposite sex so you can continue to be exposed to the opposite sex. You know what I mean?
But like, don't you?
Let me say this. It was one time that I wasn't dating chicks, right? It was just one time. I was going through a drought.
Okay.
I get around this beautiful, sensual girl, and I was talking loud, and I didn't notice I was talking loud, and she was just like, "Why are you talking so loud?" And I was like, "Oh." And in my mind, I'm like, "See, I ain't used to being around girls." Because every dude knows when you get around a girl, you got to hit her with a different voice, a flirty bedroom type of voice. I'm still talking to her like I'm talking to my homeboys because of my exposure, hanging out with my homeboys, doing this, yelling at the basketball court or whatever, you know what I'm saying? And I was going through a drought, so I wasn't around chicks. I wasn't doing this and doing that. And it actually showed in my mannerism where I was, you know, talking loud and cussing or whatever, and I ran the girl away. And I learned right there, like, all right, I got to keep my exposure rate good in different avenues so I won't be out of touch. You feel me? And I think a lot of women, they get out of touch when they haven't dated in a while.
But what it's interesting you mention that, but don't you feel the average woman today either make a conscious effort to date or just, you know, they just hope my man's gonna step up and, you know, offer him a date or just
spend the other. A natural operation is a woman, you know, a man waiting on her to, you know, for him to actually ask her out. But This is a social media world. It's a lot of socially awkward men.
Yes.
Correct. So the men are stupid, inept, broke, and all they got is social media. And they feel like they can get whatever they can get off of social media and they don't really have to do anything. They don't have to take a girl out, nothing like that. You know, they can just, you know, get on Tinder or one of these dating sites and hope for the best. But yeah, a lot of these men are like socially awkward and they don't even know how to talk to no damn woman for the same reason why I said, if you don't have a lot of exposure to the opposite sex, you're going to be very awkward with the opposite sex. So you got an awkward woman, then you got an awkward dude, and neither one of y'all had a daddy. So you don't know how to court. You don't know how to be on a phone. All you know how to do is text. Then you don't know how to run a household. You don't know how to be a father. You know, it's just a bunch of idiotic stuff, but it's because of our lack of exposure.
I think with the digital world we live in today, you know, like social media and stuff, I think there's no real balance in regards to man and woman interaction. I'm most blessed during the era that I had to socialize, talk to people, confront people. But anyone that was born, let's say Gen Z, they don't get that opportunity depending on where they grew up. Especially if you have been raised by one parent, is a problem. Because now you're only on your digital device, meaning tablets, cell phone. Because you remember the iPhone, like, you know, touchscreen phone came out in 2007. And I think that changed the game. It made people more and more be on the phone within time. They're able to text each other. They don't want to have no conversation. I know some people broke up in a relationship or a so-called relationship for a text. And I say, where'd that come from? Usually you'd be front and then say it's over. But it gives the illusion of what it called not being awkward, but very social awkward. Say, I don't want to be confronted. It's better to stay far away from person because it's going to hurt. And that's the weakness will allow us as people, especially the men. And we could say some women, because there are such socially awkward females out here too that is not really talking.
Yeah, a lot of women try to look at a man's phone just so she can confirm what she's already thinking. So it's not not even about are you cheating on me? It's men ain't shit, so I bet he's cheating on me. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It ain't even about him. It's just that men cheat, therefore he's cheating. So I need to confirm that he's cheating. And then, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah. And even with cheating now, because I think if you remember Obsidian, he did a broadcast and he did pull a study. I'm gonna ask him where he get that study to really look into more. That when we talk about the relationship between men and women in regards to who cheats the most, obviously, you know, men cheat at, from what I remember, 26%, and women next in line 24%. So now put that equation out with the advent of social media, with Instagram, all this stuff. There's not a lot, I can't speak for you, Mr. Leko, you're not going to business, but say, there's not a lot of women going to be hitting DMs unless they really know that you're something special for a man. But if you're a woman and you look a certain way, you keep your body nice and you're not too fat or whatever, you get a flood of males in your DM. Even to the point they'll probably put their prior parts in regards to sex. So when we talk about cheating and she's looking at a man's phone, I said, sweetie, if men were thinking differently, they should be looking at your phones because you could get access easy. You know, no woman's going to be breaking down, like I said, maybe you or me, cell phones, unless they want some. They're not going to do that. Right. Mostly men are initiators of, you know, trying to get the woman. We initiate mm-hmm. most of the time.
Yeah.
So it's backwards. I mean, but I think my thing was this, and this is what I discovered. I remember Kendra D said this best. That Kendra D. It's a woman, you know, she's Crimson Cure. She did a broadcast on this. She said that one thing women, ladies do when they always want to know what you're texting or your business or know you're cheating is always they plotting with the man that they're behind your back sleeping with and want to know your every move. So it's like low key trying to know what you're doing so that they could plot, you know, for the next
what?
Like if let's say she's in a relationship, right? And you have that woman that's always insecure, knowing saying what you're doing. Or sometimes you in the household and she might want to hack your phone to know what's in your DMs and stuff. And mm-hmm. one of the reasons is to know your every move, to not find out that you're cheating if you are, but for her to plan with the next man, you know, because she knows your move, she know what her move is. You get me? Behind your back. Because most of us dudes, we don't pay attention knowing that if a woman's cheating on unless it happens. You get me? Mm-hmm. Especially if you're on your grind and doing your thing. You're not always thinking like that. But right. Let's say there are some dudes that think like that. And I can't speak from dudes that's insecure and want to know if they're cheating. At times, if you're doing what you're supposed to do as a man, being productive, you know, seeing a grind in your relationship, and it happens, I mean, your decision is either you stay or go. You get me? And yeah. I think a lot of dudes, they always can't phantom, and this is the only part of dudes, that what you do if, let's say, your lady does step out on you. You know what I'm saying? How you handle it? Which it goes to the other question of conflict. And do we really conflict resolute with each other in regards when we're in relationships, short-term or long-term? When there's certain things that we do wrong.
What do you mean, conflict?
Conflict, if someone cheats, what's the next step? Do you argue?
Argue about what?
Like, if, let's say, how is this? Like, argue, like, you know, if let's say your woman found you cheating. What's the way to resolve the conflict? You know, is she gonna walk and go, or is it gonna be something more? You know,
nothing. Uh-huh. What do you mean? It's a decision. Either we're gonna stay together or not. What the hell is the argument about?
No, but you know, like some people,
I don't understand what people argue. It's stupid. Yeah, men and women arguing is stupid. So I don't know. I don't argue.
Yeah, I mean, you don't argue, but there are some out here that. You know, we don't conflict resolute when we have certain disputes, rather it's each issue of money or infidelity or a lot of these things, you know. We don't resolve conflict.
Well, a woman cheats is over. There's nothing to argue about. It's just move on to somebody else.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. Let me see. Somebody put a comment here. Let me check what this comment is. Usually men who focus on their women cheating are frequently lacking as a man, therefore the woman would be planning her escape in case he won't change. Oh, interesting. And that's by Shantae. Okay.
That makes a lot of sense. Shout out Shantae.
Now, what else I want to say? One other thing. I do want to add on. In regards to because you had this issue with Clubhouse, and a lot of women were always talking about finding, I guess, that perfect man, if there's such a thing. I'm surprised a lot of people don't ask these questions, these ladies, what they're looking for. I say, what is this mate you look for? And what is perfection? Because it confused me, Ms. Lego.
Women don't know. I don't listen to women because they don't know what the hell they're talking about. Like, they don't know what a perfect man is. They don't know They just romanticize. It's the Disney shit. They just see all these little stupid shit on Disney, and they just want some shit off of Disney. Because the thing about it is, a woman gets a perfect man, she ain't gonna know what the hell to do with him, and she gonna be checking his phone because she thinking, oh, he got to be cheating on me because he's perfect, and I'm not. So he's gonna catch more hell than the imperfect man because they don't want no damn perfect man. Women just romanticize about dumb shit. So it's important to understand that, like, you don't listen to what women are saying because they don't know what they're saying. You ever ask a woman what they want to eat? They don't know.
So
if you don't know what you want to eat in a day, how do you know what kind of man you want?
Mm-hmm. That's true. true. I ain't gonna argue with that. You know, and I'm not saying women are stupid, but like I said, the actions speak.
No, I'm not saying that. I said, I just simply said women don't know what the hell they want.
Yes.
So that's not stupid. You just don't know what the hell you want. Mm-hmm. It's like the person at McDonald's staring at the menu like, it's McDonald's. What the hell are you staring at? Get a chicken sandwich, a hamburger, a cheeseburger, or a damn apple pie. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, is that person stupid? No, they just are extremely indecisive. So it's not stupidity, it's extreme, you know, indecisiveness.
Yes. Yeah, very indecisive. And you know, it annoys me sometimes, but it comes with the territory.
Comes with the territory, right?
Yeah, it does come with territory.
Because mm-hmm. our jobs are to what?
Provide, protect,
and lead.
And lead, yeah.
So women don't supposed to know what the hell they want because it's our job.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And if they don't take on the leadership, and like I said, like most men,
they just want to stay lost.
You just keep it pushing. Mm-hmm. And that's one thing I find issue with a lot of black men, mostly that's younger or older, that have these issues with women. Fellas, you gotta really make a con. If you're leading and she's not listening orders, you gotta keep pushing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm not sure what is the restraint hold them. What's because of the coochie? I mean,
no, man, no.
Yeah,
black men are the black women of our society.
Yeah,
we're raised by what women?
By my mother. Yeah.
So we're just like. Well, a lot of black men are women with penises.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, black men are the black women of our society.
Yeah,
we sit around complaining about white people and black women sit around complaining about black men. Same old shit. It's just the same old dumb shit.
Yeah, I know. I mean, it's like a bizarre world. I don't know if bizarre world, like weird world.
Yeah.
Backwards world we live in, you know, and I find it interesting that only a few brothers are able to break that stigma, that cycle, especially that mental illness, you know. And I think one of the few things that has been promoted now last year and moving on this year is taking serious of your mental health. And this applies for all of us because we all got some emotional or serious traumas we don't resolve and we carry it with other relationships and with other people that close to us.
Right.
And we don't see the importance of it because we feel if we talk about or hash out with others, it's like therapy. It's like a dose of medication. And we all know there's consequence at the end doing that because your loved ones get hurt. You put yourself in a situation you don't want to put in and it comes out bad. And I think it's not a deflection for people to really seek actual help, in my opinion, because if they go seek help, that they're going to look at as crazy. Let's let go. And I'm not
but
sure
why are black people so worried about what other people are saying? That's the stupidity of black people. Mm-hmm. We always worrying about what somebody going to say about what we doing. Like, why do you care about what people say? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Black people ain't got no damn sense.
It made no sense. I mean, I look at if I had problems like that, I go seek the help. I don't care what anybody think, but that's just
right.
Me. But everybody else think that someone else's opinion matters. And I tell people, you got to stop thinking like that because what they're going
to doesn't matter, but not every opinion matters.
Yeah.
It does matter, yeah. But not every opinion.
Yeah. 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 It does matter. It does matter. Yeah.
Cause just like with me, I could be on Instagram and have a whole bunch of women mad at me. And I could be on YouTube and have a whole bunch of men mad at me. I don't give a shit either way.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Because I'm going to do what I do and I'm not going to allow, you know, dudes or women to control, you know, who I am or what I do. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So, that's just life. Like we can't be living a life predicated off of what other people want or think.
My thinking is for us to move further than we should be is, and not say we can't care what other people think, but we have to do what's necessary. And we're going to always be judged and criticized to every movement we do. And that should not be our focus.
By who?
I mean, a lot.
What does that have to do with anything? We're not doing anything, first of all, for somebody to judge and criticize us. As a people, we're not doing nothing. You know, just like look at what's going on in Russia.
Oh yeah.
A white man could just turn around and be like, all right, we just gonna take y'all shit. We ain't gonna do nothing about it. Now, America itself would do something about it, but white people are gonna do something about it. It's gonna be white people going to war with white people. And whichever white person, well, whichever white group with a sprinkle of black people is going to win, you know, is who's going to be our daddies. But we ain't doing shit. You know what I'm saying?
We're just sitting back. It was sent back.
Right. We're just sitting back like women. Black men are sitting back like women, like, oh my God, what's going on? I hope our daddies win, because if not, the Russians, they're gonna come in here and be our daddies, and then they're gonna oppress us because we're just a bunch of bitches. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I can't deny that, man. It's real talk. Yeah.
That's what I say. Black men are the black women of our society. All of us just gonna be sitting there like, oh my God, what's, you know?
Yeah. But you know, at times, you know, wait, somebody let a comment. Let me see where this. Most of us are very insecure, so they care when you're confident in yourself. You don't care because you're established that security in yourself. Okay, I like that. Okay, and always I tell people the insecurity. I mean, one thing you gotta understand, most people gotta understand is this: is I said this a year and a half ago. I tell people this: what is your greatest fear? Because insecurity, all these things that flows to the mind, is always a sense of fear. You get me? That a lot of people never confront it. You know, and I'm wholly believing, I didn't get much views on that stream I did, but I know in my heart I created it, because I always look at it and say, if we didn't have such a fear as people, we would go far. We would conflict the things that bother us the most and deal with resolutions effectively.
Well, fear keeps us from dying. It's not about fear. Fear keeps us from dying. We have to be afraid in certain points of our lives or whatever. It's, but the same thing can go the other way. White people are not afraid to die, which means they have less fear than us. These Russians, they're not afraid to die. So the person or group of people that is less fearful of dying is who is going to win. You know what I'm saying? So I'm agreeing with you and disagreeing with you at the same time. Fear is healthy, but at the same time, fear, when your opposition has less fear than you, even though it's healthy, it could be, you know, it can kill you because they have less fear than you. You know what I'm saying?
I agree. And interesting you mentioned about war, if any war comes, that I hear even buzz that, you know, women are compiled now as much in the military than black men. And I find that to be a little problematic, just me, because usually war and military action should be more of a man thing, but I digress. But to find that women are enlisting more in the military, in all branches, wherever they qualify, that if things like that broke out, they're gonna be in the front line, you know.
Anybody can shoot a gun.
I mean, true. This is true.
What's wrong with that? I don't have a problem with women in the military.
I mean, I have no problem.
Anybody shoot a damn gun, right?
Yeah.
In all honesty, the typical woman can shoot a gun more accurately than a man.
Yeah, I've heard about that. If they're a sniper, yes, because they have more of a patience with their hand motion.
Yeah,
and that was something new to me. I said, damn, I didn't know that. So would it make sense to invest more time and energy to enroll women as snipers, since they're more accurate and effective, since they have the ability?
Well, in war, you don't need snipers.
Okay.
War is war. Get up on top of a building if you want to. You're gonna get beat the fuck up there by somebody else up there.
Yeah.
Like war, people are everywhere. You can't be up nowhere by yourself sniping people. Somebody gonna see you on radar or on something, and you know, with some binoculars, because they're gonna come get you, and you out there by yourself.
Never thought that, you know, but that's well said. Yeah, you're right.
War is like Grand Theft Auto. You end up playing Grand Theft Auto online where everybody just run around, just, you know what I'm saying? Like that you're running. Yeah, shit is blowing up. You know what I mean? I've never been to war or whatever, but I spent a lot of time learning warfare. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, but yeah, overall, okay. The general looks like he is somebody that's been to war.
Well, yeah, he's been to war. Yeah, I ain't gonna lie.
So, but at the end of the day, I don't know enough about war to turn around and like talk about it, because the general can probably, if the general says stop it, I'm gonna stop it. But at the end of the day, we need more than snipers, is all I'm saying. So being on top of a building, just being a sniper, you gotta do some more stuff. You know what I'm saying? Is all I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah.
But the general says stop it, so I'm gonna shut up talking about.
War. Shout to the general.
I don't know what the hell I'm talking about the general, so it's no problem.
Yeah, General, if you want to come up, I put the link in there if you choose to, General. But yeah, I mean, but like I said, the reason I mention it is because, you know, you have to be well-versed, especially in this one aspect, and the military knows what they're doing when they're recruiting, hiring people, you know. And the reason I talked about it and mentioned it is because that's a possibility. And like I said...
And I don't have a problem with women being in the military or nothing at all. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Not saying that they can't be in the military, but everybody plays their role. But I think I have General up now. So let me open the line and see what General has to say. The General, what's good? Oh, you muted, General. I'll wait till he get his. Oh, there you go.
Man, what's going please. On, sir? Hey, how you doing, sir? Stop the foolishness, brother.
Whoa.
Stop the foolishness.
Stop. Whoa. We're not going to do that. I greeted you by saying, hello, sir. Don't come up here without a guest.
No, don't tell me what to do, number one. I gave you the greeting back, brother. I come in peace and respect. But what you're doing is
I don't know.
General.
Don't come up here with hostility, brother. I literally let you know that I don't have any.
Come on, man. Stop the madness, brother. Just stop it.
Wait, brother.
Check it out. This is what's gonna happen.
Listen.
This is what's gonna happen.
I'm gonna say this.
I know you're the guest.
I don't know, and I'm open to learning from you, but there's no reason with the hostility. I'm open to learn. You know more than I do. I want to learn more. So I'm open to learning, but there's no reason for hostility.
All right. So let's take it from the top. First of all, don't allow my tone to be misguided or misrepresented for hostility, okay? I speak the way I speak, much like you do, because I'm a very direct speaker. Okay. You understand? Number one, that's number one. Number two, I myself, just like you have just attempted to do, will not allow anyone to dictate the tempo nor the tonality in which I speak.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So please, let's not try to show a strength of who's more alpha than who during the part of this conversation. All we have to do is have a pleasantry of exchanges and then listen to one another and have an open dialogue so that we can get to the meat and potatoes of the discussion.
Well, what I'm remember, telling you. I didn't say hello, sir. Did I not say hello, sir, to you? I didn't hear that. My apologies.
Exactly. Okay. You said hello, sir, and I said hello, sir, to you. Okay.
Okay.
So let's move past the pleasantry. All right. Okay. Here is the deal. I sit here and I listen to several different people come in this space, and they talk about things that are well beyond their knowledge and capability of to talk about. All right. And that's the only reason why I came up here when you were talking about the military and you're talking about this. Command Sergeant Major, 24 years of service. 6 different combat tours, Purple Heart, Bronze Star, been on combat, small kill teams, done all of that good stuff.
Love it. I love it. Yes. Yes.
So if you're giving, hold on. So when you're giving out misinformation, it is my duty to come and correct it as far as black men are concerned.
Yes, sir.
See, I'm one of the black men who have stood up and defended not only the country, but my neighborhood.
Yes.
You understand?
Yes. Yeah.
My city. You understand? Mm-hmm. Fellow black man. You understand?
Yes.
So don't talk about, oh, the white man is going to be the daddy because we ain't doing nothing. That's bullshit. Myself and many, many other brothers like myself all across this country who belong to organizations like the 100 Black Men of Dallas, the 1,000 Black Veterans of Los Angeles. All across this country have organizations where we go out and we teach and we give courses and classes on city urban survival, weapons training, all of that stuff for black men. Number two, when I hear you say, when I hear people say shit like, well, women and the women can shoot and do women. I'm gonna tell you like this, and I don't hate women. I got a black woman. I have black daughters. I was born to a black mother, and I got a black grandmother. I got black aunties, uncles, black aunties, black cousins, female, all of that. All right, I love them. All I ever had was black women. Love them. That's all I ever want. But let me tell you something. There is a fundamental difference between the way men and women are physically designed and capable of operating in very hostile and stressful environments. That's number one.
Mm.
Number two, if you look across history, if you look at your military science, your military history, you will find not one female anywhere around the world who's able to handle a weapon as gallantly and as expertly as a man is.
Okay.
It is simply not there.
You know that. Okay. Didn't know that. Okay.
So when we come up here, we have to be extremely responsible for the information that we're putting out over the open airway. We can't just come up here and say things because it makes people feel good, or it sounds great, or it's for views and clicks and likes, and people are going to Cash App and donate. We have to, as black people, it is imperative that we be very direct and precise at the things that we say and the way that we explain them, and we must be as honest to the best of our ability. If we are speaking above the content of which we have intellectually understanding of, we must stop it.
Well, brother, let me
and
say this.
I'll pause it on mute and pass the mic.
I had to say this. This is social media, you know, regardless of what platform we on, this is social media, and we're being social with media. And that is just simply having conversations, sharing our opinions. People can be wrong or whatever, because that's just like trying to give somebody lawyer advice. And I'm not a lawyer. No, you don't go to lawyer advice on social media because it's just social. You go to a lawyer's office, you know what I'm saying? If you need lawyer advice or whatever, criminal advice, whatever. So we have to always be cognizant of where we are. You know, you go to the barbershop, y'all talking about all kinds of stuff. This is kind of like the barbershop. This is social media. So we can't look at social media as like the airways. You know, I understand what you're saying, but people are going to be social and share their opinions, you know, whether wrong or right. You know what I mean? And my opinion was, you know, I don't see nothing wrong with women being in the military, and I'm totally okay with being corrected when I say some women can shoot better than men. I can stand corrected on that. And before I came up here, you literally said stop it. And I was like, you know what I'm saying? So, no, I totally understand what you're saying. But just remember, this is social media. People are going to just be social and talk about different things.
Mm-hmm. You get the general? Is that understandable? Oh, he mute himself. All right. Well, as general, get himself unmuted. Make sure you guys share the stream and like the stream. And funny thing, the general, because you're here, I'm glad you're up here. I'm not sure this is the right rumor, but if women get, let's say, serve in the armed service, military, or any branch, if they found that they're pregnant, can they escape it? Like, you know, that's my question to the general. I heard that even now, if we let's say we're gonna be in another war, can they like escape that? The general?
Damn, maybe he walked away from his phone.
All right, well, when he come back out.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I think they can. According, I think I dated somebody who.
Yes, she's a military. I'm sorry, okay. Forgive me. Mm-hmm. There is an out for pregnancy. That is something that is non-negotiable. If a pregnant female soldier is scheduled for deployment, female soldier pregnant and scheduled for deployment, she mm-hmm. will be given a deferment based upon becoming pregnant. That is correct.
Okay.
Yes, so that is correct. See, so yet again, look, I'm all for equal rights. Women fall for it. They have been granted equal rights. However, comma, pause. Again, we must speak with the way we honestly believe. And I get what you're saying about this is social media and we're socializing. That still doesn't change the fact that even though it's social media, we must be true to our beliefs. I'm not going to come up here and say something just because I'm on social media just to sound good. I'm going to say what I believe it to be true. Mm-hmm. And if I'm wrong and someone corrects me, then I'll accept it. But I'm not going to use mm-hmm. social media as an excuse to just come up here and say stuff. We got too much of that going on. And that's why black people are being misled in this space. That's why black people don't understand shit like politics. That's why black people don't understand shit like military operations. That's why black people don't understand shit like economics. Because black people come up here and tell them a bunch of bullshit because it sounds good to them. It makes them feel good. Oh, well, this person said, yada, yada, yada. Yes, it's social media. To be social is the thing to do, but to be truthfully socially mm-hmm. while you're being social. That's the question, key. Though. Not just, I got an answer.
Where we are now, you know, with the war and everything, what would you say to us men, how to prepare, what to do? Because I'm not going to say not to prepare, how to prepare, because if men aren't preparing because I'm literally, like I said, I've been studying, you know, parts of war, just, you know, just watching documentaries and certain things like that. But so to a certain degree, I'm prepared. My kids are prepared. My family is prepared to a certain degree. But since you've been, you know, you're so knowledgeable and, you know, you've done so much for our country. What would you say to men to prepare? Because we don't know how to prepare like you know how to prepare.
Okay, so I would tell you the first thing I would start is the strength in numbers. That means that in your neighborhood, on your block, in your community, you must get with like-minded men who think alike, and you must begin to have social meetings, HD direct, live and in person, right? Where you come up with a plan of action. Hey, brothers, listen, if this happens, then this is going to be our course of reaction for whatever we're up against. Make no mistake about it, brother. Things are going to get tight here real, real, real soon. Over the next 1, 3, 5, 7, and 10 years, things are going to get extremely tight. The reason why, look at the way the economy is going. There are plenty of jobs out here, but nobody wants to work. So what's going to happen? The next generation of men and women and people in general, there are going to be bad people out here who are going to look to take things from those. The haves are going to look to take things from the have-nots. So Remember, there is always strength in numbers. You mm-hmm. must get yourself organized. Your immediate family, like you said, your immediate family is organized. My immediate family is organized. But I also work because I live in a community that is structurally sound and is made up of about 95% veterans. Mm-hmm. So we have a plan.
That's awesome.
We have a cohesive plan. The thing is, black men can't come together, not even on a social media platform. There's a lot of arguing, bickering, and a lot of bitch fighting because I want to be right and what I say goes and you niggas don't know and all this shit, instead of coming together and listening to get an understanding and say, hey, brother, what we need to do is come up with a plan. And we need to use our social media, this digital platform, and our voices to try to give as much pertinent and correct information as we possibly can give so that other brothers can do the same thing. So that when this economy collapses or we go into a recession, we'll be prepared to fucking deal with the consequences of it.
Right.
That's what we need to do.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're That's right. What's up. You're right.
But all this.
Go ahead.
All this other shit is really real quick, brother. And I'm on a mission right quick. But anyway, real quick, It was a pleasure speaking with you, and I look forward to speaking and engaging with you again. Here's the thing. We as men, as black men, we got to stop beating one another up. We got enough of that. Everywhere we go, we're fighting. We're fighting with one another. We're fighting with the white man. We're fighting with the Jewish man. We're fighting with Mexicans. Let me tell you something. Here in Texas, where I am, the Hispanic men here in Texas, they got their shit together. They got a plan of action. This is why major cities in Texas are beginning to go Hispanic politically, because they are coming together and they're putting their fucking feet to the fire and they're making changes. Yeah, this is why you're seeing places like Dallas. This is why you're seeing places like Dallas, the second largest city, which is San Antonio. This is why you're seeing Houston. This is why you're seeing so many Hispanic people coming out and beginning to take public office and run for mayors of large incorporated cities. And they're putting their governments in place, their government candidates in place. What are we doing as black men? Sitting up on YouTube, running our fucking mouths, arguing, fussing, and fighting, and complaining about who's right, who's getting bitches, who's not getting bitches. I make more money than you. I got more viewers than you. Mm-hmm. We're fucked up. These Hispanic men here are putting their feet to the fire. They're on the ground in their communities. When I ride through some of these communities here, where I am in San Antonio, when I ride through, I see all these Hispanic people with signs of their Hispanic candidates that they're supporting, and they're passing out cards, whether they're getting paid or not. That's what they're doing.
Mm. Wow. Hey, can you?
They're doing what we used to do.
Can you send me an email, or I send you an email? I would love to connect with you.
Mm.
Sure.
Okay.
Put in the back. And if you don't get it, General, I will. But yeah, don't worry. Just put the back check, General. I got you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, I don't know how to do the back check stuff.
No. I'll put the back check.
I'll just say, send me an email. Send me a DM on Instagram. That's my Instagram down here. Or send me an email at Aaron, A-A-R-O-N, Aaron After Dark at yahoo.com if you could. But yeah, because I would love to connect with you.
Yeah, my email is in the my email is in the backdrop.
Look,
for those who know me, for those who may not know me, for those who have heard me in and around this space for quite some time now, I've always been one to be level. Mm-hmm. You ready? You ready, baby? Yeah. Okay. I'll put the pictures in the back seat.
Okay. Yeah.
I've always been one to be fair and balanced and equal, right?
Mm-hmm.
And there's a reason behind that. The reason for that is because that's the only way that we're going to fix things. That's mm-hmm. the only way that we're going to get. That's the only way that we're going to make any headway. What about the other pictures, babe? Real quick. Okay. That is the only way that we're going to make. What?
Stick.
A bug stick. Oh, shit. How did that get on there? Oh, I know what I did. I got it. But that's the only way. And if we don't get our shit together, brother, we already in an uphill battle. We have been for the past 60 years.
Yeah.
We have been for the past 60 years. So I'm hearing all of these brothers talk about, oh, we got to level the playing field. We got to level the playing field. This is where I stand real quick. And I don't want to hog the mic.
Okay.
All right. This is one of the reasons why I did not, and you've heard me say this before, Chaos. This is one of the reasons why I didn't align with the Black Manosphere. I participated on some of their panels for years.
I haven't either. I listened to them. I talked with them. Stupid. Yeah, go ahead.
The initial
just a bunch of dudes sitting up complaining about each other. It's just dumb to me.
Well, give me a moment, because I've been around since the first iteration of it. Okay. Right, give me a moment. So when it first started out, it was what I deemed to be something that was okay, simply because they were talking about male agency assisting men, and you know, talking to young brothers, giving them good sound advice. And then somewhere along the line, it turned into bullshit. It turned into arguing. It turned into, I'm better than you. I got more subscribers and all that bullshit. And I was like, yep, I knew it wouldn't be long. So let me move around. right? So I go to places like Chaos, DJ Kuda, where you can have a sound conversation and you can actually be heard and people can listen. If you come up with solutions, I yes. have not heard any of these, I have not heard any of these Negroes come up with any solutions. It's the same old talking points for the past 5 years.
Yeah.
And that's the problem. Mm-hmm. Why we're focused and concentrating on the wrong shit. They don't understand what's getting ready to happen with this whole next Illumin war on the horizon here. It may or may not affect us how much or how less is to be determined. But prices are going to increase. That's for sure. Some people are going to make a lot of money. Mm-hmm. Some people are going to make a lot of money. Some people are going to lose a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
See? And all that bullshit, you say what you think people want to hear because it's for clicks and views and your subscribers. Okay, when your subscribers can't support you through super chats, when they can't donate, when they can't hit your Cash App because they got to make a decision between, I got to put this $10 worth of gas in my car to make it to work next week. But do I Cash App this dude who keep telling me the same shit?
Yeah.
But yes. I'm not hating on anyone. I'm not hating on anyone that's making their money. I've stated that from the beginning, right? But what we have is a lot of modern day church niggas that's parading and hiding behind this organization that really been singing the same song from day one. They can get mad at me if they want to. I don't really give a fuck. See, right. I'm just like you in that regard. Because I'm going to be right. who I'm going to be. Ain't nobody right. going to roll up on me. Ain't nobody going to put their hands on me. I ain't worried about none of that bullshit. I'm just mm-hmm. stating the obvious. And a right. lot of people out there don't see it right now simply because they haven't had to make that decision.
Right.
Okay, I'm listening to YouTube. Do I take this $10 and put it on my cell phone bill? Or do I Cash App this dude that keep telling me, giving me some bullshit? That's a means to a never-ending story.
Yeah.
See, but real quick, and I'm going to let y'all have it. I promise you, I'm going to go back on mute. Matter of fact, I'm going to let y'all go because I got some errands to run. But listen. Okay. Real quick, here's the deal. See, none of the shit that these dudes are saying on these platforms, none of the shit that they can't tell me anything about women, about how to make money, about careers, about being a high-value man. You know why? I've always been a high-value man since the day I was born, put on this earth, since March of 67.
Yeah.
They can't tell me shit. I've been dealing with black women in one shape, form, fashion, or another, married to them, divorcing them, dating them, screwing them, working with them. In one fashion or another, I've been dealing with them since I was 13. I'll be 55. That's what, 45 fucking years, right? Or 40, yeah. however many years it is. Over 40 years. So they really can't teach me anything. And I'm hearing shit, these brothers talk about shit that they should have learned in junior high school when it comes to women.
Yes.
That's one factor.
Yeah.
That's one factor.
It's a different world to general.
Go ahead.
Is I'll tell you, the reason I'm saying it's a different world because if you think about back then, we had to socialize, interact with people because of technology now has made people lazy now. And we have to eventually get back to that. You get me? Because that's not going to be fair in the long run. I mean, you can't take somebody that's like my age, Mr. Let Go, to sit there and put yourself in the scene and socialize. Because now your muscles, your interaction with social people is very weak.
That's what I see. A lot of socially awkward guys that just like putter around in the same pool of other socially awkward guys, and then they make money off of each other, and everybody's just socially awkward, and they start beefing with other socially awkward guys, and it's almost like a whole bunch of Ninja Turtles. You know how the Ninja Turtles they were like in the sewer and stuff, and they had this whole world in the sewer fighting and doing all this other stuff. But it's a whole different world up, you know, when they come up, you know what I'm saying? And that's how I look at the manosphere, man. You know, it's just like a whole bunch of socially awkward guys who just argue with other socially awkward guys. And it's just me. I don't know nothing about this stuff, but it's just weird to me.
Well, my thing, Mr. Letgo, because you're...
Well, Ray, real quick, before I bid you gentlemen adieu, and I'll be looking forward to the email. Me and the wife, we got to get out and make some errands, man. It was good chatting with y'all. I look forward to getting that email from you. And we'll chat again, brother. I'm out, Chaos.
Yeah,
out
and here. Check your email. I sent email. All right, thank you.
All right.
Yeah. What
that was a real good, informative brother, man. That was dope. That was dope.
I tell you, Mr. Letgo, I find these people everywhere I go, man. That's why I use social media to the best of my ability. See, when I first used it back a decade ago, per se. I know that it's a very powerful tool if you use it correctly. And that's one of the things we lack as people. If you're networking or you're trying to interact and socialize with people, use it for it. Make use of it.
I have a question, though.
Yeah, go ahead.
And it's just a question because I don't know why y'all do this stuff. Mm-hmm. Y'all been doing this Manosphere crap for 10 years. Why do y'all sit behind these little circles and stuff? Like, what is this? What is this?
Well, from what I'm understanding,
isn't this some socially awkward stuff?
Well, my thing
bunch
is
of this. Circles talking, you know, it'd be like five people and it's just a whole bunch of throbbing circles. Like, why ain't nobody showing a face? Like, it's just weird to me.
You know,
what is that?
You know, it's interesting to mention it.
Isn't that socially awkward shit right there? Or I don't know. Why do y'all do that?
In some way, we could say that. My thing,
it's a bunch of throbbing circles on the shit is fucking crazy.
My thing, when I knew about the Manosphere, the Black Manosphere, was the last 3 years. Because I've been on YouTube, listening to YouTube now for a few years. And when they start opening like Google Hangouts, and I came across a few men that are Manosphere back in, I think it was earlier 2019 at best, from what I can recall. And as I've been here, understanding, man, is like Gerald said, the conversation in time has not really too much evolved. You get me? And what direction men want. So I get it. You know what I'm saying? I think at the end of the day, you know, most of these dudes, they're here for something else. It could be money, notoriety, clicks.
Money? There ain't no money in this Manosphere shit. What do you mean?
I mean, you'd be surprised. The guy that runs it, there's money in this. There's some money. There's money. I thought there was some money in it, but there is. I can't go in detail.
Well, it just depends on what their thought process of money is. But yeah, I understand. I get it.
I don't know about it. Like I said, if you want, you can ask Obsidian. Obsidian is well more versed than me. He's the one that's.
I don't care about this stuff. Okay. I don't care. I'm just asking. It's just.
It's just
weird. A whole bunch of dudes ain't showing their faces. It's the weirdest shit to me. I ain't never gonna be in this Manosphere bullshit. It's just.
Oh no,
a person that just views this from the outside, all this shit is weird. Especially dudes that don't show their face. It's the weirdest shit. I've never in my life seen dudes not want to show their face. That's some shit women do. Women don't want to show their face because they hair, they makeup. Why don't dudes want to show? It's just the weirdest, most socially awkward crap in the world. So it's just so weird.
Yeah, I agree.
I was weirded out when I was on Obsidian show. If you look at that show, you'll look at my face. I'm like, yo, this shit is weird. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I suppose he didn't go back after that, but yeah, I get you. I understand. Well, I'm gonna ask two last questions. For the ladies with children, if they do have children and they want to put themselves back out here in the market, what suggestion you would suggest them in regards to make themselves valuable for just a mate?
If they what is have the market? Children? What are they? What is their? What is the point? What is a market?
Like if they're looking for, let's say they were in a relationship with a man and instead of staying with him and they say they don't want to do it and they want to move on and have a child. What do they want?
See, this is the thing. The general was on the phone with us doing what? What was he doing?
Oh, he was giving solutions. He was telling,
What was he doing?
What were you doing? I mean,
what was he doing in the background while we were a while
over? It was with his wife or
his wife and his kids, right?
Yep.
So, well, I don't know what the hell the women want to do. Usually, we'll go out. I don't know. So that's the biggest issue. What do they want to do? You know, because if you're not looking to get married, it's just some stupid shit. So I'm not going to give nobody no advice on how to do some stupid shit. So they on their own, you know. So I'm here to promote marriage, just like with the general. It was a beautiful sight hearing him like, all right, let me put the kid in the car seat. All right, what you say, babe? Hey, I got to go. You know what I'm saying? That's a beautiful thing. Just, you know what I'm saying, on Friday night, spending time with your kids or whatever and your wife, you know what I mean? So that is what life is all about. a lot of these chicks, they don't know what, like I said before, they don't know what the hell they want to do. So if a woman isn't looking to get married, like she's looking to do some stupid shit. So you and your little kid, y'all just going to be stupid doing some stupid shit and traumatizing your kid even more until you find a damn husband. So because hopefully this war stuff will clock these goofy ass women in the head and be like, yo, I need to find a husband instead of just being out here just being stupid. You know, me and my little man thinking you were a single mother. Hey, yay, single motherhood. No, it's some dumb shit. Find a goddamn a husband. You know what I'm saying? Before you be out here looking dumb. Well, you're looking dumb now, like being a single mother without no kid. I mean, you know, without no man. But hopefully the thought process of this war stuff will stop the women from just doing dumb shit and actually put together a plan and get therapy. And the men get therapy also and say, yes, like, you know, I want a husband instead of I want to get out on a dating market. I want a boyfriend. You know, it's stupid. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So I don't know to answer your question because it just depends on what, you know, because it takes a lot to get a husband or a wife. You got to get your life together. You know what I mean? And a lot of men and women don't want to get their lives together. So they just out here just doing stupid shit, men and women.
Mm-hmm. I totally agree. One woman, Shantae, wrote, "We want stability and tradition." Well, what you want to do to get that?
You need a husband. You can't get stability and tradition without a damn husband. And this is what I'm talking about. Women don't know what the hell they want. What the hell is stability and tradition? Like, you know what I'm saying? They just be saying shit.
Yeah, same.
Shout out to Shantae. You know, she might know what she's talking about, but I don't know. But it's just a bunch of stupid shit. Mm-hmm. You either want a husband or you don't. And if you don't have a husband, you're not going to get stability or tradition. Mm-hmm. Especially if you got kids. I'm sorry. Unless you don't have kids. You don't have kids, cool. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If you got kids, you just out here looking stupid like the rest of these
folks. Yeah. And Shantae wrote, "Husband, what that is." Oh, come on, Shantae. Are you trolling? I'm going to hide that.
That's all I'm saying, man. This is what I'm saying.
Yeah, that doesn't make no sense. So,
that's what I'm saying, man.
I know that, but I'm said tones have changed. Times have changed. Oh, you mean
tones
times
have changed?
Time,
don't,
yeah, yeah.
Bro. Don't worry about it.
Yeah,
don't,
yeah,
don't. Yeah, yeah. She can't spell.
Okay.
So yeah, that's all I'm saying, man.
Yeah, I get you.
There's a whole bunch of just goofy ass men, goofy ass women just out here just fucking, just looking dumb, making fatherless babies, just, you know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying. This is all I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying, man.
Yeah. And I'm hoping not to trigger you, Shantae, but just to ask a question, you answer the question. You know, if you having those type of questions, I mean, that's some soul searching you need, sweetie.
Right. But look, man, I gotta head out. This was really dope.
Yeah, one more lady come up. She wanna come up badly at her. Hello, my dudes.
Hey, Chaos. How you doing?
Yes. I'm here with Miss Letgo. What you have?
Hi. Well, I'm gonna be honest, I didn't hear everything. I've been kind of passing in and out, but I did hear the part, and I just wanna make sure that I have this right. I heard the part about if a woman doesn't want to get married, like she's not living, or what? Can he repeat that? I was so confused.
Do you have kids or no kids?
I mean, we're not talking about me. I just want you to give what do you mean if women aren't married there? What?
There is no tradition without a family unit. What is a tradition without a family? So if you're not married, you're not looking to start a family. And if you or the woman or whatever is just a single mom, there is no tradition. It's just a bunch of stupid shit. There's no tradition if there's no family. Does that make sense?
I guess so.
There's no husband, you ain't got nothing. You're just out here just looking dumb like the rest of these
people. That's a lie. That's an absolute lie. And
It's not a lie.
Thank God I'm here and I have my own platform so I can rebuke lies like that. Can I ask you a few questions?
Sure.
I think I've seen you on Alpha Kingdom. You've been on the Alpha Kingdom show before.
I don't know what that is.
Oh, well, I know I've heard the name Mr. Let Go. I've heard that somewhere before.
He's on IG. He's on IG.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So what about the men? If the men aren't married, are they in the same boat as the women?
Yes. I literally said as a bunch of men and women just out here stupid, just fucking just looking like idiots. I did say that.
Making
fathers babies.
Mm-hmm. You don't think you're being a little bit judgmental?
No. I'm tired of my black people just running around here just looking like idiots while the rest of the world is flourishing or conquering like Russia is. So, and it starts with the family unit. It starts with, having traditional values. It starts with, raising young men under the leadership of their daddies instead of under the leadership of their mommies. There's a bunch of idiot men because they don't have daddies and they don't know what the hell they're doing. They got all this estrogen running through their veins because they were raised by a woman instead of a man. And that's the biggest problem with us black people. We're the only culture that does this stupid shit at an 80% rate. You know, other people, do dumb shit too, but it's not at an 80% rate. So when anything is at an 80% rate, it's at an asinine, idiotic proportion.
You said so much in so little time. It's hard for me to. Okay, chaos. I wish I had more time. I know the brother's about to go.
Well,
go ahead.
Do me a favor, Mahogany, because when I lower you down, I want you to stay around. Is that cool?
Yeah, that's but cool. I mean, can I? I have a little bit more time with him? So, I too am a proponent of black families and black people building, and I believe that it's definitely easier done when you have a partner. I mean, that's just common sense. Two incomes is better than one.
It's only done when you got a husband. Not easier. It's not done if you don't have a husband. It's not. It's not done. Period.
No, just be a period. Just because you say it doesn't make it the truth. Because there's it's not done.
The single mother stuff, like, it's a problem. So it's not either we're going to have family units or we're going to continue to be screwed up, broke, and looking like the crap of America. You wonder why America treats black people the way they do? Because we don't have families. We don't have last names. Like literally everything. I'm talking on a Rode mic. I'm talking on, and it's connected to a Rodecaster. That's somebody's last name. Mm-hmm. This is somebody's last name. This is Mr. and Mrs. Rode. Okay. That's Mr. and Mrs. Rodecaster. Okay. We don't have families in order to put our last names out into the world. Do you know Honda is somebody's last name? Do you know Balenciaga is somebody's last name? Our dumbass is running around wearing other people's families on our backs instead of like wearing our own families on our backs. This particular shirt right here, this is a black man's shirt. You know what I'm saying? And I wear other people's stuff. But my thing is, if we're ever going to catch up with the rest of the world and where we're able to put last names on other people's backs, like Walmart or whatever, we got to have a family first, because that's the key. It's a man's last name that's on our backs, not a woman's last name. So all these single mothers and shit, it's a waste. You know what I'm saying? Rode is somebody's husband. You feel me?
It makes sense. You're kind
The person who made this shirt, he's a married man. He has a family. So I'm wearing a married man's shirt on my back. You feel me? The married family. Mm-hmm. It's how everything. It's how we get out of this mud. You feel me?
I understand, but listen, everybody's not marriage material. Everybody's not going to get married.
Somebody that's marriage material. It's 7 billion people out here, right?
I can't tell you how many children are growing up in dysfunctional freaking households with dysfunctional adults that should not be married. So you've got to
So you're against marriage?
No, I'm not against marriage, but I'm
so what's your point on talking about marriage?
My point. What's your point? You're the one sitting up here spewing all this bullshit.
I just gave you my point. I just gave you a whole soliloquy of what my point is.
I understand and I agree with it, but my question for you was, are you saying that people, just because a person isn't married, that they can't contribute? Because that's an absolute lie.
No, I said they are not really doing anything productive. You can contribute. You can give somebody a dollar. That's contributing. But is that dollar going to like build part of an help rebuild the nation? No. So what I'm saying is, for us as Black people, for us to catch up and get out of the mud, contributing no longer is acceptable, because that's not enough. We have to do more, or we're just going to stay looking dumb. Like, and you wonder why everybody look at Black people the way they look at us. It's because we're not getting married and we're not raising our boys and girls under the leadership of a mother and a father. It's okay, only a mother.
When you're done, I'd like to give my opinion.
Go ahead.
Okay, because we heard that. Now, let me just say this. The reason white folks look at Black people, the reason they look at us a certain way is because we're in the land of Satan, okay? And they're going to look at
that. No, it's because we're not married. And there's a whole bunch of baby mamas and baby daddies and fathers, children run around.
They'll look down on us because that we're in the world of white supremacy. That's where we are.
If we had families, we wouldn't be there no more.
Chuck and please, these people is not going to get us anywhere. It's never gotten us anywhere. And we continue to spend money with them no matter what they do to us. That's one reason they're laughing in our faces. I would laugh in our faces too.
Let me ask you this. This is I want to help you prove your point.
Okay.
If there were more married Black people, say 90% of Black people 35 and up were married, do you think we'd still be doing all this shucking and jiving and buying dumb shit?
I think things would be better. I'd like to see more of us married.
We agree then. Is all I'm saying.
I said that when I came up here. I said you're preaching to the choir. But my thing was, you made some very, very serious comments when you said that if a woman's not married, she's not doing anything. And that's I'm around too many people that are doing great things that might be in
like
a
relationship what?
Or might not.
Like what?
Let me finish talking, please. Who is? Are you? Let me ask you, because I don't want to be rude. If this is an interview, I'll show you all the respect. But if this is a conversation, I'm going to take my time. Is this an interview or not, Chaos?
Well, actually, this was a show. But we have a title and we're discussing it. But you could continue because to be honest with Mahogany, because we're short on time.
So I was about to head out, but I wanted to have a conversation with you.
Yeah.
Well, I want to have a conversation with you, but Chaos knows me.
Yes, I know you, Margaret. I know.
They may have
the conversation, but
yes, and I don't want to come up here on warrior mode against you, because you know you. I think you are saying a lot of truth, but we got to be careful how we maybe isolate people that are not married and are not interested.
I want people to get married. They won't feel isolated if they got married. You know what I'm saying?
Why do you think that?
I'm here for the children, okay? And your children are sick of y'all, okay? They're sick of y'all. They want daddies, okay? Your kids want a daddy. Your kids tired of mama having this little boyfriend or this dude living with y'all or this dude, or now you got an ex-boyfriend or whatever, okay? Your kids want mommy to be married. So I'm simply here to help your kid get mommy married and get daddy married. You know what I'm saying?
Keisha wants to know, and I agree with Keisha. Are you married, giving all this advice?
I'm divorced and I'm looking for a wife.
Y'all are something else here. I got to get you over one day on my show, but it is nice to meet you.
Well, it's email. I got your email, Mahogany.
Yeah, it's my name. You know, I spelled it with two H's. So just look at. I'll type. You know what? Let me type something.
This is a word. I'll give you the information. Any last words, Mahogany? I'm gonna let you down. Don't leave.
Okay. Okay. Well, okay.
Mahogany, you can send me an email on Aaron After Dark at Yoohoo. Two A's.
Don't worry. I got you. I got you, Psycho. I'll give you her.
All right. I'm going to jump down. Okay.
Okay.
Right. I'm going to lower you down. Don't worry. I got you.
All right.
Bye. Nice meeting you, Mahogany.
Yes.
All right, man. But yeah, right. This is great.
This is good, man. This is good, Mr. Leko. You came, you saw, and you actually dominate. I was not expecting this, bro. And this is the first time I have you here on my alternate show on the Mary Brown Show. I'm very pleased. This is well said. You know, I'm hoping people will take heed to the message and go to the replay of this. Where can people find you?
On IG, I am _ Mr. Let Go, and on YouTube is Mr. Let Go, MRLETGO. I'm on all platforms. Either I am
on YouTube, Mr. Let Go. You're on YouTube now.
MRLETGO, Mr. Let Go.
Okay. How long have you been doing YouTube? Because I know you've been doing IG longer than everything else.
About a year. I'm still new to YouTube.
Okay. Do you feel comfortable doing content on YouTube, or is more better with the other website when doing your content?
It don't make a difference to me. I'm on all platforms, so I don't believe, like, that's what I'm saying. That's another thing about this Manosphere shit. Like, it's just weird how people are just on one platform. I'm on all platforms. Like, why wouldn't somebody not be on all platforms? I don't get it. I just don't understand.
I don't get it either.
It's like Walmart being in Chicago only. That don't make no damn sense.
Yeah, that made no sense either. Yeah, I get you. Yeah, cause I'm on certain platforms as well. I'm still venturing if I'm gonna do IG, or I might just do like Twitch. So I'm still thinking, because this YouTube thing is a little sticky right now with the politics. So I might have to try other platforms. And like always, I'm on on Anchor Podcasting. So, but anyway, that's enough about me. But thank you, Mr. Leko.
We'll keep all right, man.
Always, I got your email. And if anything, if you miss the email from the general, just hit me up. I will find his email and give it to you. All right.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. Send me this playback. This was good.
All right. I'll send you a link to the playback. Is that cool?
All right. Have a good one.
All right. Cool. Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right.
That's Mr. Leko, everybody. And you know, it is what it is. I mean, I hope y'all like this. This is one of many broadcasts. As you know, Chaos Rain on his YouTube channel. And you know, I go by name Chaos Rain. And like always,
Chaos Rain.